You'll notice that the first question in the worksheet, our starting place, is this. What happened? What episode has evoked an afflictive emotion? What episode has evoked a bad word or a bad deed or a bad feeling? We discern some kind of a negative reaction going on in us, and then we try and pin down the episode that evoked it. But only a single episode, one issue, one thing that happened on one day. Anything more and it gets way too complicated. If you were replaying that thing as a video account, just tell yourself what happened and do it with the objectivity of a news story. The first step is to limit the scope of our exploration to a single episode, with the understanding that if we process that episode thoroughly, we will end up addressing a whole lot of episodes that follow that same pattern in our lives. So again, to keep things simple, to not overcomplicate it, one issue, one episode, one thing that happened on one day. Next, you'll see part two, we begin to dig into the story that we tell ourselves about that episode. That's the second section in the worksheet. The title is The Story I Tell Myself, and it comes in two parts. The first part is a series of questions to help us dig out some detail around these negative emotion episodes. That first section we call the data dump. These questions help us think about the episode from several angles, from several different perspectives. Some of the questions are pretty straightforward, others a bit more reflective. There are some questions in there that probe what we call the three energy centers. Now, that's a term that's not familiar to many. It refers to a pattern commonly seen in human experience that when we dig beneath the surface of our afflictive emotions, we're going to usually run into some combination of three perceived threats. First, we feel a threat to our personal empowerment, our personal power. Second, we feel a threat to our safety or to our security. And third, we feel a threat to our worth or our value as a person. Again, these core threats to our personal empowerment, our safety and security, and our worth and value as a person. When we strip away all the details of our episodes, there's usually some combination of these three threats in play. So, since these are such universal experiences, they're a good place to start exploring. If we're going to try to understand the story that we tell ourselves, that's a good place to start. Now, many of our inner habits are configured around these three centers. We build up unconscious corollary strategies designed to keep us happy by keeping these three fears guarded and protected. So, when an episode in our life has evoked an afflictive emotion, it's a pretty good bet that one or two of these centers has been poked. So we go and we explore them. Now, after we work through the data questions, I think there are nine of them, we create a high-level summary statement of the story that we tell ourselves. We try to distill all the detail from that data dump down to two or three sentences that capture the essence of our story. Now, a lot of people find this summary step, we find that difficult, because here we've got a concrete episode, it's filled up with all kinds of concrete detail, and then we try to capture it all in a succinct, abstract, two to three sentence summary. That's hard to do, it's demanding. But I encourage you to work hard on this. Spend some time, put some thought into it, because you find that our ability to describe our stories in this high-level summary statement way, it really deepens our awareness of our story. Being able to name our experiences, put a lot of detail into a succinct statement, that deepens our understanding of what's going on inside of us. So it's important work. So I do, again, encourage you to work hard on it. We have some case studies on the website there that can help give you an example. You may want to talk to your spiritual friend about this step, but that's the second part. Okay, in the next clip, we'll look at unearthing our emotions.